Good morning, everybody. I'm Leslie Ann, along with Big Chuck.
Hi, Leslie Ann. You know what? I get, I am old fashioned. I get bills in the mail. I write out a check. I put the bill in the envelope. I put a stamp on it. Right. I take it to the post office.
As opposed to paying online.
Right. My wife does everything online. So, and she has bills that she pays, and I have bills, household bills that I pay.
Right.
And one of the bills that I take care of is our Easy Pass account for our cars.
Okay. I don't have that yet.
And I never look at it. I have it linked to a credit card. It just is paid.
Gotcha.
And so it came the other day, and I thought, I've had it for a year. I said, I have no idea how much I spend. It just comes out of the credit card.
Right.
And it gets buried and everything, you know, and it's just I don't use it a lot. So I looked on it, and it was $22.
For the year?
For the payment time frame, which is a quarter, I think.
Oh, I see.
$22. And I thought to myself, why doesn't everybody have this?
Yeah.
Do you have it?
I'll tell you what. After my last travel experience, I am definitely signing up for Easy Pass. First of all, I ended up at a toll booth. First of all, if you're going to travel and you don't have Easy Pass, you better make sure you have many denominations of smaller bills.
Sure.
You better make sure you have pocket change
and
plenty of that, because you never know what the tolls are going to be. After that, the problem is those automated toll booths. I ended up in an automated toll booth that wasn't working. And you press the call button and nobody shows up.
Your call is very important to us.
Yeah.
It will be answered by the first
beep. That.
Your call is very important to us.
I was so ticked off. I'm like, here I am. I knew this day was going to come where I ended up at an automated toll booth and there's nobody to help me.
So, and you do not have Easy Pass.
I don't, but I will.
You need to get it.
And they're all the throughways are going.
You should get it.
They're getting rid of cash.
Yeah, you should get it. And,
I'm going to.
And it's like once I started writing my books and I started doing a lot of travel, and I think I've had the Easy Pass for 2 years now. But in any case, I can't even imagine the back in the day of pulling up and it's 55 cents and you're scrounging through your glove box and take your seatbelt off to get into your pants pocket. I can't even imagine that.
It is irritating.
And it's time consuming. Now you just breeze through the Easy Pass and it's done. And
or the dollar bill. You know how the dollar bill machine? You got to get it
just right. No. Easy Pass. Now, having said that, Massachusetts has just gone to cashless.
Yeah, I heard that.
Cashless.
So,
if you are driving in Massachusetts and you do not have Easy Pass, I believe, because I do a lot of traveling in Massachusetts, and there was a time recently where you come to the toll booth and go through the Easy Pass or pay your money. Those are gone on the Mass Pike anyways. And now overhead is a big, huge mechanical arm that has 15, 20 cameras on it, and it photographs you as you go by and photographs your license plate and bills you.
Yeah.
If you don't have Easy Pass, I hear that you're billed more. I think the idea...
I think that's the case.
The idea is they want everybody on Easy Pass. I don't know why you wouldn't be.
I think it's cheaper in the long run for them to have that, and it's probably more expensive since they have to have all those cameras to be checking people. So, I think you're right.
Yeah, I will tell you this, though. It's interesting. I spend thousands of miles a year on the road. And in my memory, I can remember two times within the last 4 years where you're coming up to a busy interchange, you know, coming out of Rochester, let's say, and there's eight openings ahead of you for tolls. Six of them are Easy Pass. Two of them are for cash only, you know that.
Right.
And it's raining, and through one reason or another, even though I have Easy Pass, I came up to the toll booth.
To the cash one?
Yeah. And I didn't have any cash. And I went through it. And I thought, any minute now, I expect a cop to come up behind me. Woo! Pull me over and say you ran through there. And I would say, I couldn't stop. There's 1,000 cars trying to get through there.
Right.
And it was my mistake. This happened twice. And I fully expected a police officer to come up and pull me over and say, sir, you went through. I said, yeah, I know. I owe 75 cents. I just, I have Easy Pass. I got in the wrong lane. I'm without right. money at this point, and I didn't mean to do it. I didn't know what to do. As you can see, it's a massive amount of cars. I didn't want to hold up people or cause an accident. It never happened.
So you never. No, you never got pulled over.
I never got pulled over.
No, because you know what they do? They photograph your license.
I never
plate.
Got a bill.
Oh, you didn't.
I'm not advocating this because I said
See, that's
to Trish.
Rare.
I said to Trish when I got home, any day now we're going to get in the mail. We're going to get a bill and I'll pay it.
Right. Usually what they do is if you end up in a situation like that, they charge you the full amount for the whole throughway.
Yeah.
I've had that happen to me.
You have.
I have.
Oh.
They videotape or photograph your license plate so they figure out
It happened
out who
to me twice over the last 4 or 5 years, and I was fully waiting for
You got lucky, Chuck.
I got lucky. I don't do it on purpose, but it did happen. And you know, that's pretty pressurized when you get up there and there's 10 booths
and
thousands of cars.
You just want to get through.
All right, Leslie, back to work.
Time for the Easy Pass.